Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week. He is enjoying a vacation with his wife Anne in Italy, enjoying some excellent food, no doubt, as I did not have one bad meal when I was in Italy last summer. So he'll be back on Monday. Alex Curry is with me all week here on The Herd. Exciting day today. Tom Brady will be joining the Fox Sports family as our lead NFL analyst upon retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Not just yet.
Whenever that may be.
He has unfinished business with the Bucks, so maybe it's this year, maybe it's next year, maybe it's 3 years from now. Who knows? Only Tom Brady knows. And Giselle.
Yeah,
and they will let us know when they're ready. We do know for at least this year he's going to be playing with the Bucks. But so now we know what Tom Brady's next chapter will be, and we are excited to have him in the Fox Sports family. The GOATs at the GOAT of networks. There you go. But let's start. We will talk to Mary Kay Cabot in a few minutes about what's going on in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield, a little bit about the Josina Anderson report from yesterday. But the Lakers are in an interesting space right now. They are pretty dysfunctional, and it was a very disappointing season, maybe the most disappointing season ever when you consider the expectations and the roster of Hall of Famers that they had coming off of winning a championship only 2 years ago. Now firing yet another coach and have not hired a new coach yet and really don't have any candidates that are moving the needle at this point, at least with the fan base. And Bill Plaschke sat down with Jeannie Buss and did an interview with her over lunch. And overall, I think Jeannie has done an amazing job with the business side of things with the Lakers. She made a very aggressive move in firing her brother, essentially, and taking over control of the team. I think as far as the branding goes, it's still strong. How things are done on the business side of things is strong. But the basketball side of things, since the championship, has been clunky. And honestly, pre-championship was extremely, extremely clunky is a light word to describe it. It was bad. Before LeBron got there, it was a disaster. And LeBron has brought them back to relevance and back to being a competitive organization and a championship organization in 2020. But obviously since then they fired the coach and this year was an unmitigated disaster. So it's fair to critique everything that's going on with the Lakers. And obviously, Jeannie Buss is the owner. And now she said in this article that, you know, she has to take responsibility. She is the face. She is the owner. She is the one that makes the decisions and has the final say. But we know Jeannie is not making the actual basketball decisions. She is just signing off on whoever is making the basketball decisions. So she had a couple interesting quotes in the article. Let's get to the first one, where she's talking about clutch sports. Now, the big question about the Lakers is, who is running the Lakers? Who is in charge? And is clutch the one making all of the calls? So she said, do they have final say? No. Are they running the team? No, not at all. I am controlling owner of the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm held accountable for every decision that's made here. Now, I do believe this at face value. I do not think that Clutch is making all of the decisions for the Los Angeles Lakers. First of all, they have an entire agency to run with other clients from multiple sports. They are not sitting around trying to figure out how to fix the Lakers. Now, LeBron is, but this is not LeBron's agency. He is represented by Clutch. Now, obviously, I know that the relationships are there. I'm not being silly here. But there are different agendas going on with the agency that don't just include the Los Angeles Lakers and the players that they represent on that team. So let's just start there. I don't believe that Clutch is making all the decisions. Do I think they have massive influence? Yes, they do. That's part of being a powerful agency. If they didn't have any influence, they wouldn't be a powerful agency. That's not how agencies work. When you get to a certain level of stardom, you want to be with a specific type of agency because they have leverage, because they have power, because they can pick up the phone and call someone and things get done. That's what being a part of a powerful agency is. That's why people sign with you. So the idea that they have no influence whatsoever would mean they have no power and are not an agency that should even be mentioned, which is not true. So they do have some influence. All of the influence? Absolutely not. I don't agree with that. She also talked specifically about LeBron and getting his input, specifically LeBron's input on things. She said, it's normal when you have a top player or players, you bounce things off them. I think that's smart business. I want him to feel confident in the team, that we have the pieces to win a championship. He has to be happy. I want to make sure that he's happy. Here's the thing with the Lakers. And she said the right thing there. She absolutely should make sure that LeBron is happy. It's LeBron James. He should be happy there. Should LeBron get whatever he wants with the Lakers? No. Should LeBron have final say over everything that's happening with the Lakers? No. But should he be solicited? Should his input matter? Should his happiness with the organization matter? Yes. He is a superstar. He is the superstar still. So yes, his input should matter. And him having serious influence over the team is not unheard of. It's what he did in Cleveland. And whatever you say about Cleveland, it worked there. And whatever you say about the Lakers now, they got a championship when he was here and they were not even in the playoffs before he arrived. So there are benefits to leaning into what LeBron wants. What you can't do is have so many people weighing in on decisions that there's no one responsible when things go wrong. And that's the issue with the Lakers. She reiterated that Rob Pelinka is the one in charge. He is the one making the basketball decisions. He is the GM. He is running basketball side of the Los Angeles Lakers. When you read the article, though, as we know, there are still a lot of other people with influence. Magic Johnson, Phil Jackson. She mentioned the Rambis family. They are also involved. Kurt and Linda. There are levels and levels and levels of people who have influence over the Lakers. What do I mean by influence? It's not just, oh, occasionally I ask for their opinion on things, like I trust them, I just want advice. That's not influence. I'm talking about if you have said something or wanted something or pushed for something and that was taken care of, it was carried out, and there was a result because of what you said or wanted, you have influence over the Lakers. And there are a lot of people, clearly, that still do that. At the end of the day, a well-run organization has one person in charge who answers to the owner. Now, can you solicit your star players' inputs? Can you talk to them about things? Can you have them help recruit free agents? Sure, all of that should happen. But at the end of the day, if things go wrong, it should be one person's responsibility. So if Rob Pelinka is in charge, we should hear from Rob Pelinka. I am the one in charge, no one else. Not Kurt Rambis, not Phil Jackson, not Magic Johnson, Not whoever the new coach is going to be, not LeBron James, not Clutch. No one else is responsible for this roster but me. Any basketball decision that is made for this team is my responsibility, good or bad. If it goes bad, it's on me. If it goes great, everyone did their job and so did I. And everyone deserves credit. But the problem is nobody is going to step up and say that because this is constant power battle because everyone is tied into the Lakers. That's what happens when you have no outsiders. No one that can stand up and say, this is what I do. I have a proven record of success doing this. If it goes badly, it's on me. That's what power is. With great power comes great responsibility. The problem is everybody has power and responsibility. So who do you hold accountable? And you can't put it on all Jeannie Buss because she's not making the basketball decision. What you can put on Jeannie is empowering the right people in the right positions. And that's what absolutely has to change with the Lakers. And I don't know that that's going to happen. It's not that I don't think Phil Jackson has great advice. It's not that I don't think Magic Johnson cares about the success of the Lakers and has great suggestions. But if they make suggestions and it doesn't go wrong, right, are we going to blame Magic Johnson or Phil Jackson? No. Who is responsible? Who is making the final say and decision? Empower that person, right or wrong. If it goes great, excellent. If it goes terribly, then you know who to hold responsible. You can't fire everybody when everyone's your friend. Like that's where we are. What do we change? Everyone's friends. Everyone's been together forever. Then we're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Let's go to Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Browns reporter, Cleveland.com, and Cleveland Plain Dealer. Oh, blue. It's blue today. Hey, Mary Kay.
Who knew?
Great minds think alike. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I talked to Josina Anderson yesterday about her reports about Baker Mayfield and Deshaun Watson, and teams aren't really interested in helping the Browns at this point. And I thought there were a few layers to the idea that teams aren't going to help the Browns. One, that I don't think that anyone's willing to give up anything at all for Baker at this point because they lost all the leverage when they brought in Deshaun Watson. But there's another layer of maybe teams are a little upset at the way that the Browns handled the Deshaun Watson contract and are retaliating against them. So let's start with the first part. Why hasn't Baker Mayfield been traded?
It's really about the contract more so than anything. I mean, the musical chairs in the NFL in terms of the quarterbacks landing in certain cities, that all went down and Baker was basically left without a seat. And it's really about that contract more than anything. He's got the $18.86 million guaranteed. Unless you know for sure he's going to be your starting quarterback in 2022, you certainly don't want to pay that kind of money. So teams want the Browns to kick in a bunch of that, and they haven't wanted to do that to this point. So not only are there not that many teams that need a starter right now, but certainly not many teams willing to shell out the 18, almost 0.9 mil.
What have you heard in regards to teams being angry at the contract that was given to Deshaun Watson, $230 million guaranteed? Steve Bisciotti talked about it, saying he didn't think that he was the one that should have gotten that first fully guaranteed contract. And Peter King reported the Browns owners weren't the most popular at the owners' meetings this year. Do you think that there is a little bit of animosity around the league towards the front office for giving Deshaun Watson that contract?
Well, certainly some owners, and we know because Stephen Bisciotti said as much, so we know that some owners and some teams were not thrilled with that contract because it puts the pressure on them to do something similar for their own players. I mean, the Ravens are staring at a blockbuster extension for Lamar Jackson. So certainly some teams were not happy about that. It sort of sets the bar really high now for what teams are going to have to do in terms of those guaranteed contracts. But I do not think that it is having a negative impact on the Baker Mayfield situation. I really don't believe that. The Browns are doing business with plenty of teams right now. They made trades with three teams over the weekend. They talked to the Panthers about trading Baker Mayfield. So I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is Baker Mayfield's bigger contract.
We're talking to Mary Kay Cabot, who's covered the Browns for a very long time. Did the Browns think that there would be more of a market for Baker when they signed Deshaun?
you know, at that time, I don't think they were really thinking about that. I mean, they were hot and heavy into the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. And I think that foremost on their minds at that time was landing him. And when he reversed field and said he wanted to come to the Cleveland Browns, I don't think they were thinking, oh, my, what are we going to do with Baker right now? I think they were focused 100% at that time on making that deal for Deshaun Watson. And then they would go from there and figure out Baker. I do think that they probably felt that there would be some more of a market for Baker than there has been. He wanted to go to the Colts. That dried up pretty quickly. And since then, once again, teams have not wanted to shell out all of that money.
So obviously there's still a lot up in the air with the Deshaun Watson situation. An attorney has asked the Texas judge to force Deshaun Watson to appear for pretrial depositions. Is there any chance that, you know, obviously we don't know, it's a very fluid situation with Deshaun. Is there any chance that Baker remains with the Browns this season and plays for the Browns this season?
Well, there is a chance that he remains with the Browns. Now, that's not ideal. That's not what the Browns want to happen. And they are prepared to bend on their side. They will pay for some of that contract of his. They, you know, maybe they will even accept a lesser draft pick to get this thing done. It's the law of diminishing returns if they hang on to him. But what they won't do is make a really bad deal for the team. And if they have to hang on to him, they'll hang on to him. Does it mean that he'll play for the Cleveland Browns? No, I don't see that happening at all. They have Jacoby Brissett. They have Josh Dobbs. They're pretty well set. This is not a warm and fuzzy situation right now between the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield. He has said some things. He believes they have said some things. So this is not one of those situations where he's going to come in and be welcomed with open arms and everything would be lovely. So ideally, they want him out of the building. He wants to be out of the building. And hopefully, for all involved, they'll make it happen.
Yeah, Justina spoke about this a little bit yesterday. I'm not quite so sure where I stand on it, but I guess I'm hopeful in that regard that, you know, I do think Baker is still a starting quarterback in the league somewhere. I mean, this is the quarterback market becomes very desperate very quickly once the league starts and people get injured and that, you know, we never know what can happen throughout the course of the season. But things have gone really toxic with the Browns very, very quickly. I mean, this was a guy that was completely bought in, at least publicly, to everything that the Browns were doing, made them very relevant. I mean, I don't remember talking this much about the Browns in my entire career before Baker Mayfield got there, other than a quick mention that they're not going to be competitive this year. So I do think it's interesting how that will transition into the next team. Will Baker be a different kind of public persona with a new team, or is this just who Baker is?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for him to start fresh and to do things a little bit differently when he joins his new team. I think he's learned some things. I think he probably understands that he will need to tone it down a little bit. Some of that sort of college Oklahoma act didn't always play well in the NFL. Sometimes it can work, but sometimes it's a little bit much. So I think he'll probably have to do things a little bit differently, get the lay of the land, see who the leaders are, get the right people on his side, and, you know, maybe just be a little bit less vocal and a little bit less active on social media.
We're talking to Mary Kay Cabot, Browns reporter on The Herd, Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd. So as I mentioned, the Deshaun Watson situation is obviously very fluid. Have you heard anything more about what's going on with the cases? Obviously this, you know, the attorney has requested that he attends these pretrial depositions. It could affect him being available at camp. Do we know anything about if he's going to be suspended or what's happening as far as his availability for this year with the Browns?
Well, in terms of depositions and trials, those things are all supposed to be taking place outside of practices. He is here participating in organized team activities right now. He'll be here for the mandatory minicamp. Then he'll go back to Houston for a couple more depositions later in June. As far as the league is concerned, they are still in the midst of their investigation. I still think they have plenty of work to do. You don't want to be premature about how you go about this. I mean, they have to do all of their due diligence, make sure they have left no stone unturned. You would think that perhaps they would want to see how some of the civil situation plays out before they make their determination. But by the same token, they might want to wrap up their investigation and try to hand down a suspension before the 2022 season. Right now, it's all up in the air.
Is there any indication that he may not get suspended? Because obviously we know the league does not need for there to be a charge or for anything, any type of lawsuit to be settled in order for them to suspend a player. Like it's not unprecedented at all. What probably is a little more unprecedented is the number in this particular case of 22 cases, 22 civil cases against Deshaun Watson. Is there any indication that they may not suspend him?
You know, I don't get that sense. I think the optics of that would probably be pretty bad when, as you mentioned, there are so many accusers and so many, you know, so much stuff that has gone on and so many things contained in these lawsuits. So I can't see that happening. It's anybody's guess right now. I mean, for some reason, I keep coming back to six games and then maybe he appeals that. But anything can still happen with this, you know, in light of the Trevor Bauer suspension. You know, how might that impact what happens with Deshaun Watson? I mean, I know that they won't let one sports situation spill over into another's, but I do think that there are, you know, some PR considerations in all of this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Mary Kay. Great choice of color, by the way. It's a blue day at Fox. Yep. Always love talking to you. Thank you so much, Mary Kay.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Mary Kay Cabot does an excellent job covering the Browns at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. She is also a selector for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Always has great information on Cleveland and the league. And that situation with Cleveland outside of just Baker Mayfield is going to be something that we are talking about all season long, as there's many layers to that story. We will come back with Alex Curry in the news, and we'll also get a little bit more on this new NIL announcement and some of the Deshaun Watson stuff from Amy Dash, a legal analyst, later in the show. We'll be back with Alex Curry in the news next on The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
A new NFL season is on its way, and every game will be revealed at the 2022 NFL schedule release live this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and NFL Network.
Win, loss, win, loss, woo, win, woo, loss, woo. Win, loss.
That's going to be a great show.
My favorite game.
Friday.
Schedule comes out, and then you pick, you know, how many games your team is going to win or lose. It's the best.
I'm excited to be part of this with
it's
you.
It's the best game. I am not going to do win-loss for all of the teams on Friday, just to warn everyone. But
We'll pick some.
We are going to talk about the schedule release, yes, for sure. Joy Taylor and Alex Curry in for Colin Cowherd. Let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, huge news. For the Fox family, it was announced that Tom Brady is joining Fox Sports as the lead NFL analyst when he eventually retires. Over the course of the deal, Tom will not only call Fox's biggest NFL games with Kevin Burkhardt, but he will also serve as an ambassador for Fox, particularly with respect to clients and promotional initiatives. Brady responded to the news saying, "Excited, but a lot of unfinished business on the field with the Buccaneers." So, Tom, I just want to say welcome to the Fox Sports family, once you're eventually ready to join us here. But this is huge. Huge for a lot of reasons. We have been speculating, for years, what Tom is going to do when he retires. But I think the biggest, maybe, clue was getting to see the real Tom the last 2 years since he joined the Buccaneers. We're seeing his personality. He has leaned in so hard to social media, and he gets it. He's now grabbed that younger generation of fans. He went viral last week for doing a TikTok with Justin Bieber, the truth trend that, you know, may have been a bigger confession than he thought it was going to be. But all around, this is really exciting. This is the next chapter, something to look forward to. He is going to absolutely crush it because everything he touches turns to gold. He's 44 and thriving. The man can't lose. We knew he was going to be great at whatever he decided to do, but he decided to join us here at Fox Sports in the booth. Congratulations, Tom, once again, and all of us. It's going to be great.
No, it's going to be amazing. Incredible news this morning. Obviously, yeah. None of us knew that this was
no idea
in the works. So it's awesome to wake up to. We are now co-workers with the GOAT,
hey,
which is obviously very exciting. As you mentioned, this is going to happen upon his retirement. But yeah, the bigger reveal is we've talked forever. What is Tom Brady going to do after he retires? So, I mean, when Kobe retired, we weren't really sure what direction he was going to go in. And then obviously we saw the passions that he leaned into when he walked away from the game. Tom Brady is a routine person. And listen, for whatever you guys think we do every day, this is a routine job.
Like,
you
have
to be somewhere alive. It's not an option. Can't really call in sick. Like, this is where you got. Well, no, lately we can, but for the most part, like, you got to be here. This is something you have to do every day. There's a lot of prep that goes into this. And Tom Brady is somebody who loves studying the game. He is obsessed with film, which that role is going to require a lot of watching film. So that's a perfect transition. And now we have an answer on what Tom Brady is going to do. Obviously, he's huge in business. He has a massive brand. He has multiple very successful businesses, TB12, the apparel company, huge advertisers. So he's a mogul before this.
Yeah.
But this is going to put him in a whole other legendary status within the game of football. I mean, when you talk about the legendary announcers, obviously the late John Madden is someone that comes to mind, someone who was such a particular personality and just captures us as fans through calling the games. And that, I think, is what Tom is going to do, because I have no doubt in my mind that Tom is going to 100% pour himself into being the best announcer and analyst possible. So I can't wait to hear how he is and his perspective on things. And
right?
Who would you want to hear from more than the greatest player in NFL history?
It's incredible. Think about someone you'd want to sit down, pick their brain about the game of football.
Right.
Tom Brady. More rings than any single franchise. This man is football. This is just, it's so exciting. It's so cool. I just, it's like giddy, like, oh, this makes sense. And I'm so excited. Okay, but Tom, we're also excited to watch you play this season.
Yeah, he's not retiring.
Season, whenever it is, we're ready.
It's not a retirement announcement. Yes.
All right, well, let's move on. The Denver Broncos are currently for sale. And while initial bids were expected to be in the $4 billion range, reports indicate that the sales are now expected to generate at least $5 billion. This would nearly double the largest sale for a team in North American sports history after the New York Mets sold for $2.4 billion in 2020. Now, Magic Johnson is part of one of the groups putting in a bid, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had this to say back in February about the potential of adding a minority owner.
We would love to see a diverse owner of the team, whether that's a person of color or a female or a black man. We think that that would be a really positive step for us and something that we've encouraged. And one of the reasons we've reached out to find candidates who can do that. The Denver Broncos are selling the team, not the NFL. We would have approval rights.
I also like the idea of a former superstar athlete being involved in an ownership group, someone who really understands both sides of the business, someone like Magic Johnson, who obviously is incredibly savvy on both sides, understands what it's like to be on the court, on the field, can talk to the players, see what they need, but then also understands the suits. And he's very much just dove headfirst into that side of it after. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Well, I mean, the NFL needs a minority owner.
Yes.
So, I mean, they have one at this point. So they need black ownership in a league that is almost 80% black players. And this would be an incredible step forward. And Magic, it's worked out pretty well for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Magic being a part of that ownership group. And now when you talk about ownership groups, obviously sometimes there are majority owners and sometimes it's a collective. So it's a lot of money to put together. $5 billion is still a lot of money. So, you know, you find ways to put these groups together to buy the team. I hope that this happens. I hope that they do get a minority owner. And it is no surprise to me that the cost is higher, higher, $1 billion higher than was originally estimated, because sports is exploding, not just with the addition of, a new revenue stream in sports gambling, but also, and I've been saying this for years, so this is not a surprising trend to me, sports is the last live thing you watch on television.
Yeah.
We have so many streaming services. Everything is on demand. Everything is accessible on whatever device you have from wherever you are on your own time. We have podcasts. We have so many different media things that we consume.
Generate revenue.
That we don't have to be in front of the television to watch anything except for sports or a political election. So those don't happen every day.
Yeah.
And obviously are massive when they do, but sports are available every day. So if you can provide something that can get people in front of your screen live and you have to be there, that is invaluable to advertisers, which obviously fuel this entire business. So sports are at an absolute premium right now.
Yeah.
More than they have ever been, every kind of sport. So that this is a huge, and it's not surprising to me that it's $5 billion and not $4
billion. Oh, and also the last NFL team sale was the Carolina Panthers back in 2018, $2.275 billion. So it's doubled.
That's skyrocketed.
It is a great investment. It's only going to go up.
Correct.
Contracts are going up. TV contracts are going up. Player contracts are going up.
It's
sales
an excellent
are going
place
up.
To put your money if you have billions of dollars.
Yeah. Sports teams. Isn't that like the very top of wealth? It's like a
when you can own a sports team.
Yeah, I feel like that's like.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty big crown jewel on the things that you can own.
Yeah, special.
The special professional club. Team.
The special club. Yeah,
owning Twitter is pretty.
It's not a sports
pretty
team.
Significant. There's only one Twitter though.
You're gonna put that in. They have deals with sports teams.
If I'm going to own something, I would own a sports team.
Yeah.
Will own a sports team.
Yes.
Manifest.
I love that. Manifest.
I will
it.
Own a sports team.
Let's put it out
I personally
there.
Would not buy Twitter.
Yeah.
But, you know, Elon has more money than me, so he gets to make his own decisions.
And you drive his car.
I do drive an Elon car.
Yeah, you do.
I've saved a lot of money by driving that Elon car this year.
Yes, you have. All right, let's move on. The Warriors pulled off a scrappy 101-98 win in Game 4 last night, and they did so without head coach Steve Kerr, who tested positive for COVID-19 prior to the game. Associate head coach Mike Brown, who was just named the new head coach for the Sacramento Kings, stepped in to help lead the team to a 3-1 series lead. Golden State is now in the driver's seat with Game 5 set for tomorrow night in Memphis, which Kerr is also expected to miss. Now, this was an example of a championship team knowing how to close out the game. The Warriors took their first lead of the game in the last minute of the game. And then Curry couldn't miss.
This was anxiety to watch. Yeah. Because I really love... I'm not a Golden State hater. I know it's very easy to hate on Golden State, but they're just greatness and
yes.
sustained greatness and,
no
and they evolve and they're fun to watch and they have different elements and different personalities. So I really like the Golden State Warriors. I can't hate on what they do. But I also love this Grizzlies team and they're so fun and obviously it sucked to not have Ja out there last night.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, this is what happens throughout series. It's unfortunate how it happened, obviously. But yeah, that was just, you kind of felt like you couldn't just trust that just yet, especially without Ja, that the Grizzlies
it's
were going to close that out. Just because Golden State was so close. And we've seen Golden State do this
yeah.
so many times with the daggers. And they just, when you're prepared and you're veterans and you've been there before and you just have no panic, you know that they can get it done. And, you know, Steph was obviously unbelievable.
Trailed the entire game. And then on top of it, when you don't have Ja Morant, who's accounted for over 34%
yes.
of the Grizzlies' points this series, that's a big deal.
I did think
it's a
that
big loss.
I did like that the Grizzlies led and played the way that they played. And obviously, like, there was some players that, you know, were not great. But
yeah.
you're going to have that. What I do love about that this Grizzlies team is because they did it during the regular season without mm-hmm. Ja, they didn't have any fear and went out and played.
They looked great.
Yes.
Considering not having a star player
correct.
With them.
Like,
leading the entire
there's
game.
Other teams that would lose someone like Ja and completely fall apart. And I think that speaks to Taylor Jenkins and the culture that he's put together there. And that they're just a complete team. You know, they went 20-5 without Ja in the regular season. So I thought it was a significant game, despite the loss for the Grizzlies last night. But fun to watch, nonetheless.
Fun to watch.
Yeah. That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
So there was a bit of an announcement from the NCAA pertaining to this NIL situation, which, I mean, I just can't. I get so exhausted with the outrage of every new thing. Every new thing is the end of the world. It's just the apocalypse, and sports are over, and college, nobody's gonna get an education. And as a doctor, I can tell you, they are still going to get an education.
Drop it.
And it'll be a great education. And they can do that at any point in their life. You can go back to school and get your degree. And I once again want to remind everyone that NIL is not limited to just college football players getting big deals to join the offensive line of some giant D1 juggernaut. It is applicable to all student athletes, male and female. So this is a whole scope, a very wide range of deals and opportunities that are offered to students, aka just young Americans who have talent. And it is so un-American to me, this outrage that young people should be able to make money as if they're all just these scavengers walking around, searching around the next corner for the bag of coins. Like, none of them have any direction or maturity or decision-making processes available to them. None of them have ever been around any kind of money that they would know what to do with it. It's just this like trope after trope that is being trotted out here when it comes to this NIL situation and this new ruling that is basically trying to control boosters giving money to players in exchange for their commitment to the school. It's not that I am anti any kind of regulation when it comes to the boosters and the NCAA trying to control how student athletes come to different schools. But man, this is not new. And it is so naive slash outrageous that people are implying that this is going to ruin college football. Do you have any idea who has won the college football championship since the college football playoffs have come to be? It is not a variety of winners. There have been five different winners in the college football era since 2014. Since 2014, five different winners. 13 different teams have appeared in the college football playoffs, and six different teams have appeared in the college football championship game during the college football playoff era. Stop arguing with me about parity. But we are going to try and figure out what the solve is for this with Amy Dash. She's a legal analyst, and she has a lot more information on this new ruling coming up next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week alongside Alex Curry. Fun announcement today. Tom Brady will be joining the Fox Sports family as our lead NFL analyst upon retirement. We will discuss that a little bit later in a few minutes. But first, let's go to Amy Dash. She is a legal analyst for Fox Sports Radio, founder of the League of Justice, two-time Emmy Award winner, Amy Dash. And I don't know if you know some of my opinions on this NIL situation, Amy, but I'm not anti-regulation. I'm okay with having some parameters with things. But I also think in a free market society, it is very difficult to tell anyone. We refer to young people as kids. They're not kids. They are adults. And tell adults who are Americans that they can't profit off of their what they do. And NIL, of course, was this freight train downhill that the NCAA completely ignored. And now here we are and everyone's panicking. So they just recently had some new regulations announced. Can you explain these a little more clearly as to what it really actually legally means from the NCAA's perspective?
Yeah, sure. And I'll just briefly say I completely agree with you because name, image, and likeness is yours. That's your being. That's your property right. Technically. So nobody should have ever historically limited that. And I think that was completely illegal to do in the first place. In terms of the new guidelines, it's an attempt to try to stop the influence of boosters. And basically millionaires and billionaires right now are completely running the show. So they've formed these collectives. The estimate is there's about 100 collectives that are popping up. Some of them are funded by millionaires. Some of them are crowdfunded. And basically, they're running the show. They're guaranteeing athletes money and partnering with schools to do it. So if you go to the University of Oklahoma, you know that you could stand to earn up to $40,000 or $50,000. And Barry Switzer, the former Super Bowl winning and Hall of Fame coach, is behind that. So, you know, that's where it gets really murky is. They're saying it's for a quid pro quo. That's how they're justifying it. So they're saying, well, the kids are going to do appearances and they're going to sign autographs and they're going to do services for this money. But really, you're setting the expectation of come to our school because here's how much you can earn and it's guaranteed versus somebody going and let's say earning money off their name, image, and likeness by doing a commercial for Taco Bell. Totally different because now you have the school involved. So that's where I think the NCAA is trying to crack down and say, we're going to go back over the past 10 months. We're going to punish improper behavior. But I would say good luck with that, because at this point, the NCAA really doesn't have a lot of legal leverage.
And they don't have a commissioner, so they don't really have any one governing, you know, person. Obviously, they're a governing body, but it's very splintered. They don't have anyone, a Roger Goodell-like, Adam Silver-like figure who is sort of bringing everything together and starting to set any kind of boundaries or proper way of doing things, if you will. Is that something that you exactly see coming in the future?
I don't know, because they're understaffed, like you said. They're extremely risk-averse in terms of lawsuits. Now you have millionaires and billionaires backing specific universities who can go and easily sue the NCAA all over again if they try to get in their way. And then you have state laws on top of that that conflict with the NCAA guidelines. I mean, right now, some states protect boosters. They protect collectives. And if they don't, some of the states are actually going back and rewriting their laws to protect these collectives, because if it benefits the university, it benefits the state. You have legislators there that are fans of the sports teams at the home state universities. You have millionaires and billionaires giving them campaign donations to rewrite the laws to protect them. So the NCAA has no legal teeth. How are they going to issue guidelines that conflict with state laws? And I think that's why you had the Pac-12, the SEC commissioner going to Capitol Hill, basically begging for federal legislation that has some sort of enforcement power. Because even at the state level, if you look at some of the states that do say that boosters can't be involved in recruitment, they say that it's banned. But then if you read the rest of the law, there's no actual punishment. There's no enforcement mechanism. So they're completely useless laws.
And also, while we talk about this as just a college football level, NIL affects all student athletes. So how are you going to enforce the volleyball players and the softball players and basketball and field hockey? Like, it track. How are you going to enforce each individual sport, and male and female? NIL is not just for college football.
Right. And I think it becomes murkier when you're talking about retention versus recruitment. So what they're saying is, well, if you have a booster or a collective that's associated with a university and they offer something to a recruit before that recruit has committed, well, then that's improper behavior and we're going to punish that. But like I said, what about the optics of this university has a partnership where you know you're guaranteed money? And what about the effect on retention? if you have deals between collectives or boosters or any third party with the university, and those deals are guaranteed, that's going to impact retention. And, you know, we've even seen a massive amount of people going to the transfer portal. We saw in Miami, Isaiah Wong threatening, give me more NIL money or I'm out of here. So, you know, it's impossible, I think, at this point to police the effect of retention as long as you have these boosters and these collectives in bed with the universities and you're not banning that type of partnership.
Amy Dash, legal analyst for Fox Sports Radio, founder of the League of Justice. She does an amazing job on Twitter, updating everyone on all of these legal spaces that we get into with sports. I could talk to you about this for the next half an hour. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. Love having you. Make sure you follow Amy on social media. She does an amazing job. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Yeah, she's right. She's right. I mean, it's like it's impossible. It's the genie is out of the bottle now, guys.
And there's so many layers that we don't even totally understand that she just kind of broke down. Like each state
created
new.
The biggest thing that she said, though, which everyone is just going to ignore because it's not warm and fuzzy. You now have the billionaires and
yes.
the, you know, 100 millionaires yes. involved in this. They have really good lawyers and they have really good people at putting together this paperwork. They're way more well-funded and well-staffed than the NCAA. So this is not something that is going to get solved quickly. And it's 100% the NCAA's fault. This was always happening and they completely ignored it. Tom Brady is our coworker. We are very excited to have him. Not yet. When he retires, we'll discuss that next on The Herd.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.